4 Mike.
Morning to you, sir. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, mobile.
And AC 4Q mobile.
Crew in here this morning. Good morning, Mr. Gary. Good morning, Mr. Field.
Got it.
Right here. Hey, Gary, Tom.
But Phil, so what's the microphone situation? I can understand you today, Phil.
Changed my phone to the old one. The old MFJ evidently is superior to the new one, which is worth a poop.
This morning.
Hi. Back in.
Out of the day.
We're still doing our sprint technician class training over at the St. Francis Hospital. And so, yeah, we got to see how that all goes. But yesterday went pretty good.
Folks, you got in there?
Students.
Keep the number going.
Happier than the 22 that we were going to have.
Number. They offered it to up to 22 people because that corresponded to the number of radios they had to distribute. But as it turns out, 12 people signed up and 8 people showed up.
You might either way, so.
Woohoo! Yeah, I see. Do I get the $2 burger or the $1 burger?
They are paying us, but it's all going into the kitty, and it's going to buy us another 4K ultra-high resolution camera for production of videos for the YouTube channel. So it'll improve things quality-wise there.
That's great. Yep. Well, I like the new microphone better. I'm very tempted to take the element out and put it in the other one. The push top of this thing is hard to keep down all the time.
I hear that the push to talk has an issue there. I thought maybe you were down in a hole or something there, but yeah, you do come in and out sometimes. So yeah, that's probably the PTT. Well, if you leave the mic intact, you can maybe send it back for a refund. So that would be a good thing. Yeah, if you want to, you know, do a transplant, this element is much better.
Excuse me. I think I'm going to keep the new one just for parts the microphone, the cord, that sort of thing. This uses a two-plug straight-up coil cord. For most, all of them are off to the side from the two pins. And this one's a few that does that, so I'm just going to keep that, nothing else, a spare cord, and push top switches and such, but I would think the elements are probably very similar between the two, but that's not to be confused with the quality.
Again, there, maybe we lost him to a coffee or something, but yeah, the only other thing I was thinking about is if the new microphone, is it advertised as a noise-canceling microphone? Maybe it's got a second element, and maybe if your hand was covering one of the elements, maybe that would be an issue, but is it a dynamic mic or a condenser mic?
I'm pretty sure it's dynamic.
Unusual, but okay. Well, yep, glad to have you back. Yeah, we're just rolling into town. I have the puppies in the back. I'm going to drop them off in town, and then after that, head over to the hospital. And I got my programming cable, so we can program radios today. They have 22 new radios, Oshan radios, and so we'll get them programmed up. And people who graduate from the class get a free radio, so that's a pretty good deal.
I guess so. You say Oshan? I'm not familiar with that one.
It's spelled with a W. Waxan. A lot of people say Waxan, but I'm told that the Chinese pronunciation is Oshan. So, I'll try to use that.
Oh, yeah. Right, trying to say my name. Americanized French. I have to say Chartier when it's supposed to be Chartier.
In fact, I sometimes use that when I'm talking about you guys, so I guess I never realized how you pronounce your name. So Chartier is the correct pronunciation?
Bill uses Chartier. I do sometimes, too. I've been using Chartier because they're more likely to spell my name right if I say Chartier. If I say Chartier, they want to spell like Schultz.
Yeah, that's funny. Well, you know, my last name is Wise, but it came from a German family name, and I don't know. There's two words in German, Weiss, which means white, or Weiss, as is I know, ich Weiss. I don't know which one is the one. I assume it's ich Weiss. I know, so they translated that into Wise, but. That used to be the family name back in Bavaria years ago.
Hey, a long time ago. It's the French cousins, French-Canadian cousins up there in Canada published a three-volume book back about 20 years ago of the Chartiers that descended into, came into Canada. And their history, two of them have died out, but the other one has proliferated. I guess I'm one of them.
Okay, 4 REM Mobile.
Je m'appelle Thomas, KZ 4M. Go ahead there, Fred.
Ben, Gary, and Phil, Fred Pinson here. Pinson is French, so I'll join the Phil crowd, being French.
KM4 UBG Mobile.
Oh man, it's a party.
Test that you're teaching, something about at a hospital?
It's at St. Francis, downtown in Greenville. They contacted me, they contacted Robert Webster, WR8RW. They've got a radio room there in the hospital, but they don't have any personnel licensed to use it. And so they said, well, how can we get licensed? And so they, Robert put them in contact with me. And so they set the criteria. They said, well, we can't do, because our normal technician class, we go over 10 weeks. I said, well, we can't do that. How about 3 days? So that's what we're doing.
Well, talking about cramming it in, well, that's great. And I think I heard you say the participants would get a free HT if they passed the exam.
HT, whether they pass or not, but yeah, we want to get them passed. West Cars is coming in to do a testing session on Friday morning, so that's kind of cool. And then, of course, the Red Cross, the regular testing is coming up in a few weeks, so if they can't make it this time around, they can study up a little bit and maybe test out at that time. But yeah, we're going to program up the radios. I got the software from RT Systems, and their cable came yesterday, going to be working on some radios today while Tom and I are alternating. He's teaching some chapters and I'm teaching some others, and he commented yesterday, yeah, it would have been too much for one person, so glad to have him aboard. Go ahead, Tom, make a transmission. KC4M in the group, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Do the instructors also get one of those free radios? It's sitting in the shelf, well, probably right beside of my other one, so it wouldn't be any good. But, Mr. Fred, I am going to have to talk to you sometime, so occasionally you are going to have to answer your phone when I call you. Go ahead there, Fred.
I gotta get going. Catch y'all later. I'm here at Long Springs High School. Still there, AC4Q
Mobile. Tom, I haven't had any missed calls from you of late that I've seen, over.
I've had you here in the last couple of weeks, but the last several times, I guess I've been having bad timing. I've been catching or making the attempt to call you at the wrong time. No worries. I'll get up with you. I just wanted to talk to you about the your antenna, so not a biggie. I will go ahead and pass on to Mr. Kevin. I think we've left him out in the drive there. Go ahead, Kevin. KZ4M.
He bought a new MFJ microphone. I'm not sure what his radio is, but to replace the one he had. And he was on the air this time yesterday, and boy, it was like he was talking through three different, you know, pairs of socks over the microphone. It was just horrible. So, he needs the new push-to-talk switch and the cable and whatnot, so he's going to do an element transplant. So the mic element will come from one to the other, so I wish him luck with that. K4RM, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Echo Yankee in the group, K4RM. Very good. No, I didn't hear him yesterday, but sounds like he's on to a better solution. Hey, did you guys read on the reflector about W4KA's daughter? Over.
Yeah, roger.
Barry and I went down last night to Dave and Sandra's house to visit with them, and obviously it's a very much a shock to them, and so we need to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. So go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, roger that. I was notified by Gary as we were traveling home from class yesterday. I hate to hear that. I'm really hoping that his luck's going to change soon. It's just been really, really rough on him lately. So I made sure I kept him in my thoughts and prayers last night and will continue to do so. But thanks for reminding us. I'm sure there's still some people out there that have not heard. Maybe they picked up on this transmission. Go ahead there, Kevin. KZ4M.
Diabetes and stuff. Said she got down about
forgot how much they said she weighed, about 60, 70 pounds, something like that. And she died because of sugar diabetes. But yeah, there's a lot going on out there, man. A lot.
We have to be grateful. We have to, you know, have an attitude of gratitude that it's, you know, not happening in our life, and be grateful for the things that we have, not the things that we don't have. Wow, yeah, a lot of people to pray for, man. Bad things do happen to good people. That's not a joke. So anyway, yeah, okay, let's get off this depressing subject. Bring me down. Tom, I brought another VGA cable in case we need to substitute out that one. We were having a technical issue at the very end yesterday. We'll plan on using my computer if you've got your thumb drive there and can bring your presentations over. Because we had better luck with my computer and maybe my VGA connector. We've got some options. I also brought my projector. I realized yesterday I should have brought it along as a backup just in case. KZ4M, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
I'd actually looked at my projector and thought about bringing it, or at least getting the cable out when I went. And that worked with his. Go ahead and try to utilize that anyway. But I'm pretty sure I went through the slides again, and I can probably run with what we have on your computer, but I did update the thumb drive and, of course, have it with me. I've also got my computer just in case of a backup, so... Hopefully we should be good. As long as Tom can get some coffee and a biscuit in his belly this morning, he'll be in good shape. Go ahead there, Fred. KZ4M.
William and the group, K4RM Mobile. Okay, guys, I'm going to have to sign with you. I'm arriving at my... I have an eye doctor appointment here in about 10 minutes, so good to hear you all this morning. And by the way, I did make an announcement on Gary's Net last night about W4KA, and I will make an announcement tonight about the arrangements for his daughter. So if you're listening to the net tonight, you'll be able to hear that. Wish 7-3s to all of you, and good to talk to each one of you, Kevin, Gary, and Tom. This is Fred, Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. I'll be clear in QRT.
Roger that, Fred.
Everything goes well. Hope everything goes well for us. Today we'll let you know at the end of the day. And we're going to try to wrap it up as far as the teaching portion today. And then we're going to run through practice tests tomorrow, first thing. It's a good group. It's a good group of students. They're really sharp. And so, you know, that helps a lot. It's a lot of information, especially for non-technical people to take in. But I think they're doing a great job. Go ahead there, Tom.
E1, the group. Oh, I guess it's not a group anymore. It's a trio. But I totally concur with you, Gary. The only thing I would like to have seen different would have been them getting the books ahead of time. But we're working with it, and they're catching up real quick. So hopefully the ones that wanted the PDFs so that they could print them out, hopefully they got that done so they can take notes on it. Anything that's going to help them. So I am pleased with the group, though. Go ahead there, Mr. Kevin.
For UBG. Well, I wish them all luck, man. That's something pretty cool. I mean, you know, it's always something to have a radio that you can't use, but it's always be good to have, you know, a few people around in case something does happen, you know. That'd be a good thing. You know, that's something good y'all get out there and do, and that's, you know, I respect y'all for that. A lot of people out there just day in time really needs their license and really needs a radio. Because sometimes you get into the situation, cell phone don't work, radio, you know, be your last result.
Well, now with the latest crises with the coronavirus and whatnot, people are thinking about being shut in, and you know, infrastructure is going to keep going. So, yep, it's always good. Hey, Tom, did you see that email from the ham in England who used our videos? He used an email address, Gmail email address, for you, and I'm not sure it got through or not.
Yeah, I looked at it last night. I didn't go ahead and respond. I was going to wait until probably this evening or tomorrow when I got done with all of this stuff, sitting going through all the slides again last night and everything. So I'm going to contact him with his, try to answer his questions about the antenna. But yeah, that's definitely on my agenda. I wanted to make sure I made a point to respond to him. And I think that's pretty cool. But I was really floored when I was reading down through it. And I was reading it out loud because LBO was standing there listening, and I went, what? Wait a minute. So, but I'm going to respond probably this evening or tomorrow. But all right, go ahead there, Mr. Kevin, KZ4M.
Hey, yeah, that's pretty cool. Somebody contacted you from England wanting to help with the antenna. That's really cool. Let you know people's getting the emails out there and pulling you up on YouTube thing. That's a good thing. That's always a good point of contact there. So, yeah, that means people are watching.
A big long email, Kevin, from a gentleman who is already licensed in England, but a lot of Europeans do this. They also want to get their American call sign. And so there are actually volunteer examiners in Europe, in Germany and England and other countries. You know, they're accredited either from the ARRL or another volunteer examiner coordinator. Anyway, they give the American tests in Europe. So this guy was studying for the American tests, and he was using our videos to do it, and I think he also bought the book books from ARRL, and if I remember correctly, he took the tech pass, took the general pass, took the extra pass. So that's pretty good.
That's really, really good. Well, that's a good thing. I mean, yeah, that's... I'll let y'all know it's working. Yeah, that's the main thing. Getting out there and getting people, you know, getting other people interested, you know, even though he isn't here, still licensed, you know, that makes a good thing for, you know, the internet and all that, man. That lets you know people are getting on the internet and looking around, you know. And there's a lot of stuff on the internet, man, a lot of stuff. I mean, that's where I'm kind of getting a lot of my theories and thoughts and stuff for the antennas and, you know, really figuring out how it's working and really getting into it pretty quick, you know, and it's brought me up to speed a little bit, and I got to give Dave credit too, W4DJW, you know, I've been asking him a few questions, and he's been answering them pretty good for me, and I think I've come along pretty good since April, you know, and I'm hoping to get my general class here before long, and really get tied up into some HF. But the good thing about it is, I've been working on the antennas even though I ain't got my license for the HF, and I think I've got something pretty much accomplished so far. All I've got to do is get the general class and go to talking.
Great. You're doing fine. You're making progress, and that's good. And yeah, having the antenna and station ready to go before you have the upgrade is still fine. Because when you get the upgrade, man, you can go right on. And I think you will enjoy HF radio a lot. DX is really fun, and maybe a little contesting or whatever floats your boat. But that's what I love is the DXing. So it's really cool. And I'm here on my road to drop off the puppies. So let me say 73 for the moment. I'll be gone for maybe 10 minutes or so, and I'll be back. I'll throw it over to you, Tom, and you guys, if I don't talk to you later, have a great day, and I'll see you in a little bit, Tom. KZ4M in the group. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Well, we'll probably still be around here when you get back, but if I don't get you, I'll see you in about, 30 minutes or so. yeah, Mr. Kevin, Gary doesn't like to beat his chest, but he gets all kinds of emails from people all over the United States and other countries who have been watching those YouTube videos. And we love getting updates from him. But they come a couple of weeks, usually. But this was an extraordinarily long email and coming from England. So I'm sitting there reading it, and I'm thinking, okay, da-da-da-da-da, and then boom, I'll pop up. He apparently watched the videos and went to all of our QRZ websites and looked and saw what we were using and read about us, and he pulled out some things he wanted some information on. So I'm happy to share it. I was going to wait and actually till this class was over, or the teaching portion, so that I could give his response my full utmost attention. Go ahead there, Kevin. KZ4M.
The ham bands are better policed
even if it may just be from each other than the CB radio. It was, you know, 11 meters is pretty much no man's land. Do whatever you want to do, and, you know, I know years and years ago, you actually had to get a license for 11 meters, and my dad still has his original license from, I don't know, the 70, but, you know, it's gotten to where anybody and their brothers can just get on, and that, we had a spell of that with the ham radio last year, and I haven't heard a whole lot of it going on, but, you know, it still does. These people can, they just get online and order on my radio and get on and try to talk. And, you know, we do a pretty good job at trying to please ourselves. But anyway, I am sitting here at a red light, trapped in the shadow of Paris Mountain. So hopefully we'll get to moving here in a minute. Go ahead there, Kevin. KZ4M. Technology is actually tied into regular life.
go ahead there. Today, and I'll go ahead and say 73 on your final. You be careful out there. KZ4M, clear and listening.
Good little group of new inductees
because I'm confident a bunch of them will pass. Wonder what kind of equipment they have at the hospital.
Took note of what they have at St. Francis. The Aries group went through. I looked at the antenna and the feed line. They had to replace the hard line going up to their antenna. But I did not look at the radio equipment. So I have no clue. I bet I have it in an email from WRARW somewhere, but I'm unable to tell you at this time.
Hospitals need to be able to communicate. I wrote a paper on that one time. Just, you know, how many people are coming in on ambulances and how much blood you got, and do we need to move a doctor from Greenville to Spartanburg, and who's sick, can't come to work, who's snowed in, needs a ride, and all. There's a lot of stuff. This Corolla thing, it could get really bad. We've already had the father of a student die with Corona. But don't get nervous. He was in Italy, and the boy's not going home for the funeral. So it's going to start touching us more than we know. It's probably here already.
Started on that. You know, my degree's in biology and pre-med. I have worked as a biologist, and I can tell you they're making way too much out of this. If people, it's just like a bad flu that's going around. If people would practice proper hygiene and stay home when they're sick, it wouldn't be a problem. And the people that are having problems with it right now are people who are immunocompromised or that are immunocompromised because of their age. They're making a mountain out of a molehill here. It's just a new strain of flu. Needs to be watched after, but doesn't need to be freaked out over.
You're right. I certainly hope you're right. Of course, tell that to this student whose dad died. But I don't know. I had a doctor tell me that I ought to be wearing gloves when I get gas at the gas pump. Just think how many people put their hands on that pump in just 24 hours. So, of course, you and I are not 19. It wouldn't make a difference then, but I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens. I hope it's a mountain out of a molehill. It's sure giving the market a good kick in the rear, and I'm going to be ready to follow it up. That's what I do, and I've been wanting a pullback. And we ain't had a pullback since Trump got elected to speak of. So I'm looking forward to bottom, but it's way down this morning. I don't know where the bottom's going to be for a while. Till this hysteria. You know, they're talking 18 months for a vaccine, but Israel says a few weeks. Of course, it won't get the testing, I guess, ours would have, but can they develop one that quick?
I mean, this is not something that's new. The media is trying to beat it into people's heads that, oh my goodness, this is a new virus. This virus has been around forever. You know, it's just, this is a bad outbreak in humans. And, you know, it is what it is. Basically, isolate the people, use precautions, and treat the ones that can be treated. And, hey, that's it. You know, don't be going around swapping slobber with people you don't know. But the big thing is don't try to create mass panic. Our media has the worst record of doing that. Anyway, I'm gonna get off my soapbox because you don't want to get me rolling here.
Get rolling. I don't mind. Well, I've been blessed. I'm a pretty healthy boy, but the flu cleans my clock for some reason. Everybody said, oh, I'll be back in 3 days. Not me. If I come back in 3 days, I'm going to be out for 3 weeks. But, so I'm going to try to take extra precaution to stay away from it, because it'll be rough on me if I were to get it.
The count is up to, what, 300, 400 now?
for mortality purposes. Well, if you just stop and think about it, last year I looked at the CDC numbers. They email me stuff all the time. A couple of weeks ago, and we had over 20 million people die from influenza A this past season. So 20 million people. This new virus is not deadlier. It's not really more virulent. It's just different. It's not covered with our regular flu vaccinations, and people are just tripping out over it, and mainly because the media is running rampant with fake news.
Yeah, and you got to wonder what their motivation is, just to have something to report or to hurt somebody's election chances or something, you know. You just, I don't understand why they have to go so hyper.
Politics or anything else into it. My main look is, you know, tragedy sells. It sells news. People want to tune in, so the more tragic they make it, the better off it is for them. But, you know, it's not getting correct information disseminated out there.
Well, I look at that CDC website. It actually comes through John Hopkins, and it's just growing exponentially. So this mild case of the flu, as you say, is going to proliferate pretty good.
A mild case. I just said that it's not worse than a regular, you know, influenza A or B. It's just different. Well, this is a good example. Paramedics and nurses, okay, you talk about this virus, and they're not freaking out unless their employer requires them to. They're not going overboard and, treating it like, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, Ebola or something. They are more worried. You'll see nurses and paramedics go screaming from bed bugs quicker than they'll go screaming from this because they don't want to carry those bed bugs home with them.
Well, health professionals are going to be in the presence of it and soon, so that's weighing on their minds, I'm sure. But anyway, I'll leave it to all y'all that have the medical education. I'm about where I'm going, Tom. And by the way, you're fine in the repeater now. You were just a little scratchy before, but not any big deal. But I just hadn't talked with you in a while. I just thought I'd catch up and see how it was going. I guess I'll be seeing you Monday night. Man, I cannot believe it's been 3.5 weeks since the last club meeting. I hadn't done much with my Arduino except split it up into three plastic things I can't lose any parts out with and kind of catalog it and look it over. And I've been in the app a couple of times, but I haven't gone beyond anything we did that first night. But be looking forward to that. So see you, Tom, W4NGU, listening for your final.
NGU, KZ4M. Oh, roger that, Phil. I was on Academy right around those big buildings, and I bet that's where I was getting a white noise from, but I am free of that, and just stuck in traffic. I never go to Greenville unless I have to. I just hate the traffic. But I hope you have a good day, and I hope you get destinated there before you get too wet anyway. And it was good talking to you. And if I don't talk to you before then, I guess I'll see you on Monday night. You have a great one. And 73, KZ4M, mobile. I'm clear and listening.
Phone on Highway 11. See you, Tom.